Hello, this is a message specifically for the police and law enforcement agencies. You may have recently received an email from Flock Safety CEO Garrett Langley that reads like this.
Let's call this what it is. Flock and the law enforcement agencies we partner with are under coordinated attack from the same activist groups who want to defund the police, weaken public safety, and normalize lawlessness. Now they're producing YouTube videos with misleading headlines. They're also trying to turn a public records process into a weapon against you and against us. Make no mistake, we're fighting this fight for you, and I hope with you. Garrett Langley, Chief Executive Officer.
So, yeah, there's a lot to unpack here, and you probably understand why I'm making this video. If your city or county or law enforcement agency received an email like this, please just watch my YouTube videos on this topic. I've been 100% transparent in my research and the reporting of these vulnerabilities. All of this information and research has been shared in cooperation with local and federal legislators, and Flock themselves had been formally notified of many of these vulnerabilities many months before I demonstrated them or news organizations started covering them. I'm stating the obvious here, but IT security is a very normal challenge and process that virtually every large company in the world deals with. And when most of these companies find out about security vulnerabilities, they work with or thank the researchers, they notify and apologize to those affected by the vulnerabilities, and then they move on to remediate them. And you're never going to believe this, but the vast majority of these companies do not send misleading letters to law enforcement agencies telling the police that they're under attack by lawless activists. And you know what? Chief Jim Williams of Staunton, Virginia Police Department read this email and responded to it with this. These citizens have been exercising their rights to receive answers from me, my staff, and city officials to include our elected leaders. In short, it is democracy in action. The city then terminated their contract with Flock Safety and publicly denounced the CEO's narrative. And it's really refreshing to hear that they handled this so rationally instead of throwing their police department into a tech startup's war against journalism and critique. As for the rest of you cops, I'll be right here on my lawless compound continuing to be helpful with any questions or concerns you have about the security of surveillance vendors.